Hello, everyone. We are going to do the Weekend Motivator with Corinne. And before we even get started, let's just say it. Welcome, newbies. I am so glad that the opening is, well, it'll be over at 10 o'clock tonight. Not because they're exhausting or anything, but I get so excited about newbie blood. Like, I don't know. It's just everything to me. It's just the idea of taking people through that process of finding out that there's so much more in life for them. Like, I know what's coming up for you guys, like, ahead. Like, I know that in a few, like, let's just give you 8 weeks or so, you're going to be thinking differently. You're going to be the next crop that's posting, like, I joined the trial thinking I was going to lose some weight, but holy fuck, I've lost so much more. Like, I know what all's coming up. So it's exciting. I know a lot of you are scared. A lot of you are overwhelmed. You're like, look at all this content. Oh my God, Corinne's going live again. What the fuck is happening to me? All the things. But for all of you who are, I just want everybody to take that collective breath and just know that every person that's come through that's in this tribe right now with you have all had that moment where they're just looking at all the things, and you can only do one thing at a time. You do your orientation first. I will say it 5,000 times. If you haven't done your orientation, you just do your orientation. I walk you through what's most important to get done. So much of what you'll do during the orientation, you'll never have to do again. Once you've installed the Private Member Podcast, you're done with that part. You know, once you've been orientated, I don't know if that's a word, but we're going to go with it. You never have to do that part ever again. So it's, you know, in the beginning, I just want you to think there's always, I used the analogy the other day. It's like when you move into a house, it seems overwhelming because of all the boxes, but you unpack one at a time and you get things organized. And guess what? Every box is one box that's unpacked that you don't have to do again. So just get settled. This is your new home. It will be a little addicting. Just going to tell you, we all tend to get along very well here, get to know each other very well. It's always funny because tribe always feels so small. Like, there'll be moments where you'll think it's big, and then you'll just be like, oh my God, these are just my people. And you just have conversations and you're just dropping in and out. And I don't know. It always reminds me of like Nashville. Nashville is such a big city with a small town vibe. It's like you always just know where your place is and your people are and whatnot. So it'll be good. I want to do some shout outs before I get into teaching you how to kick some ass this weekend. I was thinking about it this morning. I was coming up. I was like, what's the most important things about a weekend? So I broke it down into four steps. So we're going to do that today. Let me bring up, because Miss Mary Jo works really hard to make sure that I have my shout outs to give to people, and I want to do that. I don't want to not do it. And I honestly, if you guys in the comments, if you will just give a round of applause to Mary Jo. I mean, all the coaches, all of us have been like working, but I will tell you there are two people on the team that I think have been kicking the serious ass. It's going to be Mary Jo is one of them. She has been on top of making sure you guys are getting in this Facebook group as fast as possible. And Mary Jo got a day job. So, like, you know, she's, you know, the rest of us, the team, you know, P&P is our life. But Mary Jo is like, I got this day job. I got my passion. And I've got to balance them. And Sadie, she is behind the scenes. Sadie is my assistant. You guys will rarely ever see her in here. But Sadie has been slaying this week. She has answered thousands of emails. Probably some of you have sent one to her of, I'm nervous and I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Or tell me where this replay is. Or I don't know, just all the questions. Like, is there really a Private Member Podcast? Things like that. So she's been feeling, just basically living in where everybody sends email, and then making sure that all of us coaches and myself are getting emails out to everyone. I've been video messaging people through an app. Some of you got some, like, I did some surprise welcome email videos, just all kinds of things. So we've been just trying to make sure that all of you feel very welcome, because the tribe is a special place. And when you feel good and you feel like you're part of the family, then the rest of the family we can just love you better. So anyway, welcome to newbies. Now, let's see what amazing things that our tribe members have been doing this week. All right. We want to give a shout out to Vern, our girl Vern, and Melissa Thompson, especially Vern, because she's the one that helps us with all the droid people. Like, the second the droid people can't get the Private Mirror podcast to work right, Vern always steps up and helps us. There's something about that droid. They don't like my podcast for some reason. But both of them started a mini two-week challenge within the PNP 100 subgroup. So for those of you who don't know what that is, PNP 100 is where if you have more than 100 pounds to lose, that is a sub Facebook group within the tribe where they talk. All tribe members, you have access to this main group, but that's where just tribe members go and they talk about their stuff. So it's a daily check-in and also incorporates the daily big ass actions. So for all of our newbies, a daily big ass action is this month, the challenge from Corinne was every day you're going to do something you don't want to do. You have to plan ahead. So you have to figure out, like, what is that one thing I really don't want to fucking do today? And then you do it. And it's good because what it teaches you, that you actually can do shit you don't want to do. It translates to your food. So each time you don't want to eat the food, guess what? You've proven to yourself that you actually can do things you don't want to do. Also, a special shout out to Heidi. I'm going to butcher your last name, R-A-A-S-C-H, Raish, for the most clever name of her team. They're called the Dump Your Rump Team. That's awesome. Also, I don't know if it's Rachel or Rochelle, but Rachel Graves for starting a Kick the Weekend's Ass weight loss challenge. Rachel was afraid to post and yet needed some help. This was her big ass challenge. It turned out fun for her, and she and several others following the post lost weight this week. Mary Azarito, for her post asking, what is the scariest thing you have ever done? There was so much courage in that post, and it was amazing. So those are our shout outs this week. I'm just so proud of everyone. The Facebook group is everything to me. Like, I tell you guys all the time, but I often, when I'm having a bad day, I go read and just see what you guys are up to. I've cried like 10 times today. Here I go again. And I got to quit crying because I got like a house full of dudes drilling, creating dust. If I just bring it back to how miserable I am with my dust, it like takes the tears right away. All right. Now let's talk about Kathy. If there are questions, just, I guess you're going to pop them up into filter. Guys, this is one where I teach more than I answer questions, but because it's newbie day, like, if you guys have any questions, or if you have, like, I would love if you ask questions that pertain to weekends, that would be awesome. So if you're going to ask a question, here's how we do it in Tribe. You use hashtag ask, and then you type in your question. That way, Kathy can see, and she gives them to me up here so that you guys can feel free to talk and chat and do all your things that you do in those comments. And then I'll just focus on questions and teaching. Okay. I think we're finally ready. It's like, this is the longest intro to a weekend motivator I think I've ever done. All right. So we're going to talk about the four keys to having an on-plan weekend. So guys, you can write this down. Kathy, I don't know if you want to write this down or if you want me to just take a picture of my notes so that you can type it up for the replay. That'll be great. All right. So the first thing I want everyone to do is I want you to think about Monday morning. So we're going to reverse engineer a weekend. One of the best ways, this is what I typically see happen. I think about the weekend and Kathy, that question, how to get into special groups, I don't want to talk about that. Just type that in the comments. That'll be fine. The thing that we typically do is we think about how we're afraid and what's confusing and what might happen and how it's going to be hard. Like, we look ahead to the immediate, and what we're doing is we're like creating the drama around it. And so then we wonder why all weekend long we're nervous, we're worried, and then we're creating doom and gloom around the food. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back and I want you to think, all right, on Monday morning, how do I want to be thinking and feeling about myself? if I get to pick any feeling whatsoever about the weekend and think about it, what would I want to wake up on Monday morning and be like, the first thing I think is this, and now I feel what? So y'all post some in the comments, and I'll see if I can read some of that. So, I know for me, very often when I get up on Monday morning, I want to think that I have been in control. I want to feel proud. I also want to feel rested. I want to feel motivated for the week. And that's a lot easier to do when I've been on plan for the weekend versus not been on the plan. So Sean says she wants to feel success. Mary wants to feel proud. Kelly says accomplished. Cheyenne, I think that's how you say it, wants to feel prepared for the week. Amanda said crushed, like I crushed it. She wants to think I crushed it. I want to feel accomplished and proud. So this is the important part. So when you first start thinking about, all right, I want to wake up and I want to feel proud and accomplished, like I crushed it, ready for my week. Then you go on to step two. It's really important though. Like I think you have to get out of the, like if you think about your current mindset about a weekend, very often I hear words like nervous, afraid, confused, things like that. That's not the way you want to build your plan. You want to build your plan from a mindset and a feeling of this is what I want, so this is how I'm going to get there. So then the next thing you do is you need to make a list of, all right, so what needs to happen this weekend in order for me to be proud, in order for me to feel accomplished, in order for me to feel success Monday morning, here's the things that I need to make sure happen. So I wrote down a few. So you guys populate a few in the comments. One was like for me, it's like in order for me to wake up Monday morning feeling motivated and proud and like just healthy, then I need to make sure that I have planned my wine. Because I always typically just drink my wine on the weekends now. I need to have been mindful of my hunger scale all weekend long. I need to have made sure that I had a 24-hour plan. And sometimes even on the weekends, I make my entire weekend plan. I just do it on Friday and bang it out for the whole weekend. I don't always do it first thing in the morning. It just makes it easier. I need to have made sure that my exceptions are all planned. So if I'm going to go out to eat, if I'm going to have fun, if I'm going to do all these things, I want to make sure that I have gotten all of those things thought through. So those are the things that will need to happen this weekend. I'll need to make sure that I am carrying my water. Like I need to have one. I always keep a bottle. Like if I'm going to take my purse around with me, I always keep a bottle in my purse so that I never get stuck someplace and don't have my water. So think through all of those things. So these are the things that will need to happen. Give yourself 3 minutes max to do that. So you give yourself 1 minute to think about, like, and most of you will not take the full minute. How do I want to think and feel? Then you're going to give yourself 3 minutes max on what are the things that are going to need to happen. And then number three is the key. This is the one that we always forget. The obstacles. Most of us will say things like, yeah, but I don't know, like, what? I don't know where we're going to go eat. So I can't, there's no way I can stick to a plan. There's no way I can even make a plan. It's like, all right, obstacles. Here are the things that are going to get in my way. For sure, my husband, we're going to say we're going to this restaurant and he's going to change plans. That's an obstacle. For sure, my kids are going to want to get the donuts in the morning and I didn't plan for donuts. For sure, we're going to go to this restaurant and I'm going to plan for a salad. Everybody's going to want me to be like, oh, it's okay. One time won't hurt. Don't you want to have this appetizer? Those are the obstacles. You need to make your list of obstacles. Then you need to make your list of and what I will do. This is the most important part. For a lot of you, an obstacle is going to be one of the obstacles that you need to write down and think about ahead of time is eating off plan. If I end up eating off plan, especially the newbies, you're not used to doing the weekends any other way than the way you've been doing them. Don't think that this weekend's going to be the one where it's like, oh, it's all easy now. No, it's not going to be easy. And some of you are going to overeat this weekend. So an obstacle needs to be, what do I do if I overeat? If I overeat, then I will make sure that I drink water, that I get right back on plan. I disallow shitty thoughts. Like I shut it down. Like those are the things you want to think about. Your personal obstacles that are going to come up and how you're going to handle it. This allows you to take control over things rather than being at the effect. Rather than you sitting around thinking, I was going to do so well. You should have seen my perfect plan. But then, you know, like my friends, they suddenly wanted to go out to eat on Saturday night. That derailed me. That never derails you. Things cannot derail us. Your friends can all invite you out to dinner. The thing that will derail you is when you think, well, I can't handle it. Or, well, that's unfair. If I'd known they wanted to go out, I would have put it on my plan. That is what derails you. Your own thinking does that for you. So we want to start going through our weekends, especially if you're one of the people who says, okay, I do so good Monday through Friday, but man, them weekends, ooh, that's a killer. Then you're going to have to plan differently than you've ever planned before. You're going to have to think through this differently ever than you have before. So your obstacles, that's the piece that should take the longest. The things that need to happen, most of us know what needs to happen on a weekend. The obstacles, 5 minutes. So we've got 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute. What are we up to? 9 minutes. The last thing, you plan it. Now that you know what's going to get in your way, now that you know what needs to happen, you get it out and you write, these are the things that, this is my plan. So if you're, let's say your husband said, I'm going to take you out to dinner on Saturday night, but I'm surprising you. I don't even want you to know where it's at. Most of you would be like, I can't plan that, Corinne. That's bullshit. How would you plan that? Don't throw away your power. Decide, all right, I'm going out to dinner with my husband. There's probably going to be a lot of good joy food. I'm going to allow myself one decadent thing. I'm going to make sure I have a salad or a vegetable option. I'm going to have this many drinks. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat slower than I normally would. I'm going to pay attention. And I'm going to make sure that I'm paying attention to stop it satisfied. That can be a plan that is way more well thought out than some bullshit of, ugh, everybody's trying to derail me. I don't know what to do. No fucking way can I plan when I don't know what the plans are. Guys, you can plan for anything. I go on week-long business trips and I never know what I'm going to be eating the entire time. You know what I do each day? I wake up, I think about my day, I make a rough plan, and I always agree with myself. I will make good choices, and I will stop it satisfied. If I happen to know where I'm going, I go ahead and pick something off the menu. I just look it up. We're in the modern day age. There's these things called computers. Most of these restaurants have these things called websites. And if you click on them, they have a menu usually. It's rare that a restaurant that you're going to go to doesn't have a menu on the website. I remember when I used to teach this as newfound knowledge. Back in the day, we're like, oh, let's look up and see if that restaurant is online. Oh, they have a website. Do you think they have their menu on there? Because not even all restaurants did that back in the day. That was old school. You know, we're in new school. Every restaurant puts their menu up because if they don't, people won't go anymore. So you are able to get real with yourself and just be like, I am going to pull up these restaurants. Kimberly, the sarcasm is thick in here. It's very thick in here. Thick like gluten. So yes, I am very sarcastic. But that's the thing though. You guys, you have to look up these restaurants. If you know where you're going to go, look them up. You have your phone on the way. On the way to the restaurant, you can always look it up and just be like, I just want to have a game plan for what I might order. What are some things I can order? What are some things I can level up while I'm there? So that you're not going into it and you're like, this is what usually happens. You make no game plan. You walk in and the first thing you see is all the things you want. It's not like your brain is going to be like, no, where's that salad? I want to see, where's the vegetables? No, you know, we're like nachos, burgers, oh my God, like fried cheese sticks. Like that's what we see first, or the dessert menu. So when you look it up ahead of time, you give yourself the opportunity to already see all that, and you put some space between sitting there hungry and a waiter and everybody else ordering fun food. You're giving yourself power. So step one is you're going to think about how you want to think and feel on Monday morning. Step two, what needs to happen this weekend? Like, what are the things that somebody who wakes up on Monday morning thinks and feels proud and accomplished? What are the things that they do through the weekend? I'm going to tell you, like, there better not be deprivation, barely eats, denies themselves shit. Nobody wakes up feeling proud on Monday morning like that. And I want y'all to think about that. If you want to feel proud and accomplished, you need to think about that. Because if you set your weekend up like that, you're going to wake up Monday morning like feeling, you might be proud that you followed it, but you had to do it in such an excruciating way all weekend long. And then number three is you're going to list your obstacles out. You're going to go through and you're going to pull out, like, here's the obstacles. Here are the things that are likely to get in my way. Here's the things I'm likely to think that will be poop that I need to think ahead about. Like, I'm going to think something else. And then what are my strategies around those? Each one of them gets a strategy. That is the one you're going to spend the longest on. And then you have a, like, take 1 to 2 minutes to plan it. We're talking, you can plan your whole weekend and wake up feeling proud and accomplished on Monday morning in 11 minutes. Who in here doesn't have 11 minutes to do this process? You don't even have to do it all at once. You can break it up if you need to. But, like, if you want to lose weight, it's going to take 11 minutes of your time to do this. And then this weekend, you just do it. And you make this plan from love and compassion and from willingness. And you do it realistically. You use the tools I've already taught you. Make sure that whatever, if you want to wake up feeling proud and accomplished, I guarantee you that plan needs to be realistic. Do not sit there and say you're going to live off of smoothies all weekend when last weekend you were face down in Jack in the Box. Don't do that to yourself. Think about how you can realistically have a good weekend and you can wake up Monday ready to rock even harder. Okay? Now, I'm going to do some questions. I really enjoy my red wine on the weekends to unwind. How do we manage that and stay on plan? You plan the red wine. You don't just drink red wine. You plan, like, if you're going to have wine, you need to plan your wine. And you need to commit to whatever you plan. So if you've been drinking a bottle, try just drinking 3.5 glasses. Do whatever you need to do, but you need to change the game on yourself. Saturdays have always been a cheat day for me, but I go all out, like full pizza. Since this is the first Saturday as a tribe member, do I do what I normally would and plan, or am I trying to still cheat, but not as bad? We don't do cheat days here. You haven't heard my speech yet. We don't cheat on our husbands, so we don't cheat on ourselves either. Like, you're not going to go out and have an affair. Like this is like having a cheat day is like saying to your husband, "I know we're married and we love each other, but one day a week I really need to just go bone some dudes." Like, there's a couple of guys that I've really been eyeing, and I only bone them on Saturdays though. Is that okay with you? We don't cheat on ourselves. So here's what you do. You plan it. So if you want to have a full pizza, then you need to plan a full pizza. I know it sounds crazy, but you're already doing it. So you're going to plan the pizza. I guarantee you a planned full pizza will not be near as enjoyable as a pizza that you have been just looking for, like a blow it pizza. Like, oh my God, I've worked so hard all week long. And here's the thing. I question what you're planning during the week if you feel you need to cheat and overeat so bad on the weekend. Like, what's going on during the week to where you need to feel like you need to do that to yourself? Because let me just say, you put a frowny face on full pizza. So it's obviously eating a full pizza. Like, if you had just put, like, I'm just telling you right now, I need a full pizza. I love to eat a full pizza. I'm super proud of eating my full pizza. I'm all in. That's one thing. When you say frowny face, it's like there's some shame about it. What if you just planned pizza? Like, right now, I would plan a whole one, but I would eat it very consciously. And just, like, while you're eating it, ask yourself some questions. Like, do I need to eat all of it? Why? Why do I want all of it? Why do I want to eat past my satisfaction? And that allows you to have a different mindset while you're eating it. You may still eat the whole pizza. I just want all of you now, when you're overeating, to commit to every overeat will be planned at this point. Because it completely changes the experience. You're no longer able to escape yourself. Most overeats are due to an escape. I'm escaping the restriction of the week. I'm escaping the stress. I'm escaping whatever. And the food allows you to just kind of numb out and just like, it's like no different than somebody just sitting around just getting, you know, high or whatever. Now I just want you to be sober through it. It's not as fun. It makes you start questioning, what do you want to do with yourself? Like, do you want more for you? And you start thinking about those things. Hey, is it Merle? I've answered so many questions of yours in the groupies. I feel like we know each other. Every Friday night, Shabbat dinner, I eat until super full. I go in with a plan and have the best intentions, but I always end up eating and eating and eating. How can I change this? You need to plan your full on full. I don't know what Shabbat dinner is. I'm going to have to just look this up because I know y'all will type it in the comments and I'm such a redneck. I don't know. Oh, it pulled up Facebook. I don't want Facebook. Shabbat dinner. Let's see what this is. It includes 3 required meals, Friday night dinner, Saturday lunch, and the third meal in the late afternoon. For non-Orthodox Jews, Friday night dinner is the most popular Shabbat meal. Typical Shabbat foods include braided bread and wine, which are blessed both for the millions. I think that's fine. Why do you need to like, here's the deal. This is a religious thing for you. So make it about the religion. Like, I don't think, like, God was like, hey, y'all have some Shabbat and everybody needs to get incredibly full. Like, let's get gluttonous if you can. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just going to guess that a lot of people do a Shabbat dinner and they don't overeat. They just enjoy the bread and the wine. Go into it with the mindset of, it is time to have the bread and the wine. Here's my plan. Now, if you want a plan to have, like, I will eat to a 4 versus I will eat to a 3. You or a 2 or a 1. Whatever you normally do, plan to eat a little bit over. Like, all right, so say you always overeat, then plan to eat. Don't eat until you're incredibly full. This time, just eat until you are full, but you're like, all right, I'm just choosing to stop at this point. It's less than it was last week, but it's probably not where I need to be. Try doing it that way. And y'all know I'm Catholic. That's why I don't know what Shabbat is. Actually, so I'm Catholic. My daddy's Baptist. our whole family is a mix of every religion ever known to man at this point. Then Logan the other day was asking me about religion. And I said, do you want to start going back to, you know, our church and whatnot? And he said, I don't know. I kind of like to try some other churches. And man, he was like, Logan is real into, he's real into the yoga right now, but just all the Eastern religions and stuff. And he said, can we try all, you know, like, don't even ask me the words, but like all these different types of religions and stuff. And I was like, if you want to, I was like, I've never been. It'd be interesting to me. So I think we're going to try this summer, especially we're going to try to like go to some different like types of religion services and stuff. And just, I don't know. I just want him to have like a bigger view of religion. That's my opinion. But anyway, Margaret, in a couple of weeks, I'm doing a hockey mom pub crawl. When you know it's going to be a big do, is it better to plan liberally or buckle down? I'm afraid of the alcohol decision-making problem. I would just plan what you want to do. Guys, this is the thing. You got to plan. You have to just plan. Plan what you will follow. Our problems with our weight is not because we're not restricting enough. It's not because we're not like, say, like, I know we need to say no more, but in the beginning, the biggest problem is you're turning it off. It's either I'm all the way in and I'm trying to be perfect, or I just turn it all off. And I don't want you turning it all off anymore. What I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you are just planning, following your plans. You will feel better. So many of the girls, I know there are several tribe members in here that have been around for a long time. They will tell you they plan very realistically. You should see the plans that go down at camp. Like, I'm in the room and they will walk up to me on Saturday night when we have party night. They're like, I'm on my 6th drink. And girl, it was on my plan. I'm just like, get it. And half of them, like, are just like, they just plan all the things when they come to camp. I'm like, y'all, that's what you should do. Our problems aren't camps and spontaneous dinners and stuff all the time. Our problems are all in the margins. Like, just get good at planning and execute all of it like a boss. You know, the biggest part of our weight problems is not these spontaneous meals and camps and vacations and shit. It's Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Thursday at 8:30 p.m. when the kids go to bed. That ain't spontaneous. That's not our problem. Like, Shabbat. We tank Shabbat on Friday. We set ourselves up to want to tank Saturday and Sunday and start back over on Monday. That's a problem. Planning the Shabbat and then getting, like, straight back into, like, normal plans and stuff like that. Most people can plan all the things they want. All right. Ooh, somebody's going to the bar. Ooh, Julie, going to Bourbon Fest tonight with 5 drinks on the plan. Yep, yep. What does it really mean to plan your cheats? Well, I've already talked about that. And we don't plan cheats. What we do here is we plan what's called exceptions. So if you're going to have drinks, if you're going to have cake and cookies, like the things, like if you're going to have like these things, we want you to plan them. As you go along and you get to where you start understanding you can plan anything you want, most of you start planning less and less exceptions. I typically tell people when you're trying to lose weight, you want to plan exceptions like once a week. The rest of the week, you're just eating healthy or you're eating like if you have cookies on your plan, you want to plan 1 or 2 cookies a day. You have them. That's fine. Eventually, what happens is it all starts making a lot of sense. Just in the beginning, though, I just want you planning. Be very realistic about what you're willing to do. And then we start up leveling. I promise you, if you're planning your food, guys, and you work really hard on just the I'm going to wait till I'm hungry and I'm going to stop when I'm satisfied. You're going to lose so much weight just doing that before we ever even start getting into, even when I say finessing it, like just, all right, now I'm going to start, you know, changing some of the foods out. I'm going to start eating healthier. You start not needing cookies on your daily plan anymore because you so enjoy what you're doing. Like, you know, I've really realized I don't need my cookies like I used to. It's like me and my ice cream. I needed my ice cream in the beginning. I rarely eat ice cream now. I don't need it like I did in the beginning. But that was an evolution and a process. And I want to take you guys through the process. This is about hunger and the hunger scale. Oftentimes I get hungry while I'm making dinner, but then by the time it's time to eat, my hunger is past. I still go ahead and eat to my 2. Do you recommend eating only when you get hungry or only when you get hungry? Is it okay to wait until my main meals? Reason within reason. I might be overcomplicating things. I think what you're doing is fine. I think like if you're hungry when you're cooking and then it just comes in waves, if you want to go ahead and eat at that point, your body's already said at some point that it's hungry. You can go ahead and eat. That's fine. How do you handle a spontaneous restaurant meal? I think I've already covered that. So it's basically the idea of when you have a spontaneous restaurant meal, say it wasn't on the plan, you're either going to trade equal stuff, you're going to make good, better, best choices. If you don't know where you're going, you can always think ahead before you go. Like, it's very rare that anybody is blindfolded and taken to a restaurant and been like, and here we are to eat. Most of the time, you have at least a 2-minute warning of like, this is where we're going. Like, a lot of you think it's spontaneous when you find out at 3 o'clock that it's 6 o'clock you're going out to eat. That's not spontaneous. That's planned. Sorry, I hate to disappoint you. If you know within 15 minutes of where you're going to eat, you have time to pull it up on your phone and make a decision ahead of time. Spontaneous eating is literally, here I am sitting at my desk and a team of ninjas come in. And they put a sack over my head and they take me to the Burger Republic and dump me on a bar stool. What? That would be spontaneous. I would not know where I was. I would not know where I was going. That is spontaneous restaurant eating. So a lot of you need to stop saying that all these things are happening to you. They're not happening to you. So you were invited to go eat. This is not a complicated thing. That's why I want to teach you guys to quit over dramatizing your meals. Quit thinking that everything that happens when it's not on your plan is somehow a derailment. No, it's called make a decision. So what's the next best decision then? Was super excited to start and get going, then woke up with a sore throat and cold. You can still be super excited, wanted to rock the weekend. Now I feel crummy. How do you adjust when you're not feeling well? Well, if you don't feel good, you're going to eat. Nothing changes. Like the 4 basics don't change. You can still rock the weekend. Nothing says that when you have a sore throat and a cold that you need to overeat. you still get to plan, like, your food. You just wake up and you're just like, okay, today I'm not feeling so hot. Soup's going to feel better on this throat. Ice cream's going to feel better on this throat. Let me plan what that's going to be. I'm going to plan to sleep all day. I'm going to get my water in because nothing solves a cold better than a lot of hydration. I'll start all my lessons on Monday. That's how I would approach it. It's just like, I think I'm getting sick and I got camp coming next week. And I'm not sitting there going, oh my God, I was so excited for camp. Now I think I'm getting a cold. What's going to happen? No, you know what I'm doing? I'm like, I should probably sleep a lot this weekend, drink a lot of water, because I'm going to be at camp sick or not. I'm just going to make the best of it. It's all you can do. One of my weekend issues is mindful eating after I have a glass of wine. Any suggestions? Plan the food. Like, if you typically binge after wine, then you need to plan. Like, I know this sounds crazy. Plan the binge food. It will be still, even with wine, it'll be a different experience. Or you just say, I get wine or food. That's it, hussy. And then you tell somebody, don't let me eat. I will want to. I'll probably, like I used to tell Chris, I used to have a problem with wanting to eat after I drank and stuff. And I would just tell him, like, no food for me. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, like, really? No, I don't want to eat tonight. Like, when I get home after having, like, I had dinner and wine. No, like, just prowling through the pantry and looking for shit. He's like, are you going to be pissed? I'm like, well, fuck sure, because I'll be, like, buzzed up. I will be really pissed. I'll probably argue with you and tell you that I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I just want you to make me mad and make me go to bed. Because then tomorrow morning, I'll be like, oh, thank you. Like, better self will have her hat on. Like, that's the conversations we have in our house. I always tell Chris, like, if I want him to be, like, my accountability partner, he's like, I hate being your accountability partner. And I'm like, why? He said, because you're so fucking indignant because you argue. You get mad. And I'm like, I know. So I'm working on that, babe. Explain, you alluded to the fifth basic on the podcast today. What is? Okay. This is when you know you're an official tribe member, when we have the fifth basic. So basic number one, we're going to drink our water. Basic number two, we're going to get our sleep. Basic number three, we always plan 24 hours in advance our food. Basic number four, hunger scale. Basic number five, we plan the boom boom. We are serious planners in PNP. The fifth basic is making sure that you're planning the boom boom if you are married. So not all of you have a fifth basic, and I get that. But if you got a husband or a wife at home, guess what? You're planning the boom boom. And I don't want to hear no arguing. I don't want to hear no shit. And you don't even have to tell said husband or said wife that you are planning boom boom with them. You can, they can like be like, oh my God, like you're always worried about spontaneous restaurants. I love spontaneous sex. And in your mind, I'm like, it was all planned. It's how you take care of business. Like that's how like a lot of you like bitch and moan that like you don't want it. And it's like, I don't have desire, blah, blah. It's like, well, welcome to being a grown ass woman. Like, do you love your husband? Like, I don't wait for desire. You know what I do? I take care of business. That's what I do. Sometimes I try to gin up the thoughts. I listen to the sex chair playlist and all that kind of stuff. I do all those things. But what I don't do is sit around and use the lack of my hormones as an excuse to not take care of business in the bedroom. I love my husband. It's a gift I give to him. He takes out trash. He does all kinds of things in this house. The least I can do is have sex. He puts up with me and my angry accountability face. Explain the importance of drinking water. I drink it sometimes, but I don't believe it's doing anything. Sharon, so in module one, unit one of the Fresh Start, I go over the water and how important it is. You need to be drinking it. It is a fat burner, essentially. You want to burn fat? Free. Drink it. But that lesson will go deeply into it. I don't believe it's doing anything. That lesson will tell you all the reasons why it is doing something. Here's what it does. Your body can't burn fat without enough hydration, period. When you're dehydrated, it's like you're, what is it, guys? You can only go,
thinking of 7 days without any food at all before, like, bad things happen. But you can only go, is it 2 days without water before, like, the primal instincts and things start shutting down in your body happens? So you tell me if it's not really doing anything. The most, this you have to have in order to live. You can go without food for a long time. You cannot go without this. What most people do, though, is they go without water. And then they're overeating, and that's where they're getting a lot of the hydration. Their body is sending them signals for sugar and sending them signals for food when they're actually hungry. Because the body's like, well, if you're not going to drink water, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to make you hungry now. That's what it does. So if you want to lose weight, I would highly recommend getting on top of it. For the snacks I have planned for the day, can I eat them whenever I'm hungry? Anytime, or does it need to be dispersed proportionally? When you get hungry. Just whenever you get hungry, that's when you get to have them. I ate planned lunch an hour ago and I hit the size, so I stopped. Now I'm feeling hungry. Guess I should have planned my snack now. I probably need more fat and protein in my lunch. Probably you can play with you can play with more fat and protein in your lunch. You can go ahead and have your snack if you want. If you have any of your If you have any of your lunch left over, you can always, in the beginning especially, guys, if you notice you're stopping at your two and you stop eating, save your meals. Don't throw them out immediately if you can, because sometimes, like, you're not 100% sure what your two is in the beginning. You can go back and just eat the rest of your meal. How can I handle eating my snacks in my horrible commute home every night? I save my snacks for the drive home, but it feels like binging. Well, if you're not hungry, then you don't need them. If you're having a horrible commute, first of all, I'd quit calling it my horrible commute. It is your commute, and you are going to do it every day. So sitting there and ginning up extra drama around it is not helpful for you. It makes you need to pass the time. And right now, you're using food to pass the time. Get the private member podcast downloaded. Let's say, Bonnie, you have thousands of hours of content now you can listen to. Welcome. You can listen to me and I can coach, and you do not have to eat anymore. I will just keep you entertained. If I have some advance notice, say a few hours like you just mentioned, and I update my plan accordingly, is that following my 24-hour plan or off-plan eating? It's still technically off-plan eating, but I, in my personal plan, would rather it be called an off-plan eat, where I went and I made the best of it. And I start just like that away, I can go back and look and be like, oh, I'm really good at, when plans change, of making healthy ass choices. Every off-plan eat doesn't have to mean it's bad, right? Sometimes off-plan eats can be a good thing. Like, oh, I had planned to eat a burger and I decided I want a salad. That's an off-plan eat. Yay me. So you get to do that kind of stuff. All right, guys, that's it. Let's call it so that these don't be too long. Otherwise, I'll like talk for 3 hours. Y'all have a good weekend. I will see everyone, I believe, on Sunday. So if you are listening to this and it is April the 5th, my next call is Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. Oh, no, I got two that day. At 12 o'clock, we are having the official PNP Tribe welcome Q&A for all the newbies. All of PNP Tribe, you can come. But I will be doing, that's the big welcome, the official welcome, where people can ask questions and all that kind of good stuff. It will be on Zoom, I believe. Yes, we're going to do that on Zoom so that you're not on Facebook. You got me in a tiny corner while you're scrolling and not half-ass paying attention. I know y'all do that. And then 2 p.m., I will be on Zoom, and that is my regular coaching call that I do, where people have signed up to get coached. So if you want to spend the day with me, you absolutely can. All calls, including this Facebook Live, will be uploaded to the private member podcast and the video replays within 24 hours. So don't worry if you can't watch things live. Does not matter. You can watch these things on replay anytime you want. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. See you soon. Bye, y'all.